Brad Holmes casually dropping it in our conversation earlier today.
Both of us were stunned. Didn't see that one coming, and actually kind of looked at him like, did we miss something last night?
Okay, again, we get up early in the morning. We scan to make sure we didn't miss anything in our sleep. There's no way we would have missed that, so we instantly had this feeling of,
wow, thanks.
He just broke this on our show.
Yeah.
So there you go, 3-year extension, the pillars, the bookends, the tackles are signed long-term for the Detroit Lions. The line will continue to be strong with continuity, stability. Good news for the Lions as we hang out at training camp today and all week.
Yeah, and knowing that you got Frank in the middle, you got two really good tackles on the outside, one of them the best in the NFL. Now it just comes, it's a matter of, are they going to, you know, moving forward, is this going to be piecemeal that they use with the guards? Obviously, this year getting Kevin Zeitler, I think is an upgrade from what they had last year in Jonah Jackson. Wish Jonah all the best of luck out in L.A., but I think it's an upgrade. So how do they continue to piece this old line together? But it's going to be much easier knowing that you've got three really good players in both tackles in your center.
We've got some Tiger stuff to talk about, the latest ahead of the deadline, including the latest on Tarek Skubal. We'll get to that in a second. Tim in his car, you want to talk a little Olympics? We threw them in the mixture on 97.1.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking the call. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little. I do watch the Olympics, but I prefer to watch the sports and the events that do not have the professional athlete participating. I don't think that's right. It's not the true sense of the Olympic Games, how they ever were set up. The true sense was 1980 hockey. That was the true sense of Olympics. Now, I mean, for instance, I don't really need to watch basketball with all-stars out there where they say, oh, they're going to win the gold anyway. And they've got their professional job. They got their own deal. Let them do that. Life's about choices. You're going to either be a professional or you're an amateur that can participate in one of the biggest stages, which is the Olympics. I don't need to see Alcatraz or Alcaraz and Nadal play tennis. I saw them in the U.S. Open, French Open. I don't need that. I'd love to see college kids. That's just me. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
That's well, if you're going to go amateur, I mean, there's really no amateurs in the college ranks either.
I'm not, John, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're saying, especially with basketball.
Come on, let's have a conversation here.
Well, let's have a conversation because I don't see it the way you do. And listen, you're more of a purist. I want to see the best of the best compete.
Correct.
The Olympics on the world stage. I want to see Michael Phelps swim until he can't swim anymore. I want to see LeBron and Durant play basketball until they can't anymore. I want to see Ledecky. I want to see Simone Biles. I don't want them to have a 3 or 4 year window. You get one crack at it and then you're gone. I want to see the best of the best in all sports.
Then I may be missing some. I didn't know Ledecky was a professional swimmer in a professional league.
My point is, across the board, I want to see the best.
Right. Whether it's Ledecky, whether it doesn't matter, insert the best. That's what Jim's talking about. And I
see
your point.
Some can be amateurs, some can be pros. I just want the best.
I see your point, but other countries, if we're just taking basketball as an example, they're using NBA players as well. They may not have as many, but they're using NBA and
that's
professional players as well.
Well, why would we water down our team?
No. Did we water down our team in the 1980 Olympics when it came to hockey? Don't oh boy me. Did we or didn't we?
We didn't, and it is one of the great moments. But like,
oh boy, it's a great.
We got to go all the way back. I mean, we got to do way back. We got to hear about the '68 Tigers today too. Right. I mean, come on, dude. Like, the Olympics have been played.
We can agree to disagree.
Okay.
We can agree to disagree. That's fine. I appreciate you taking my call, guys.
And I appreciate you calling in. We welcome disagreements on this radio show. But, John, I feel like we got to go back and, like, hearken to the one great upset of all time and then try to replay that forever and ever for all time. Like, it was great. It happened. We want to see – we should water down our teams, and we should not win golds. We should put out our B team or our C team and let the other teams win more often. I don't want to do that.
Well, I don't either. But I do see his point in regards to – like, it's kind of a foregone conclusion – that the USA men's basketball team is going to win gold. Same with the women's.
Is that a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I'm looking at it from his perspective, and I understand what he's talking about. Do you want to watch a sport or a game where it's so lopsided? I think that's where a lot of people...
why do you watch? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well,
I
watched it because it was awesome to see them all play together. But I'm looking at it from, I don't mind pros being in it. And so, but that, I think, is really at the heart of that discussion is when you have the NBA players for the United States, every game is going to be 20, 30, even 40 points, and it's not going to be competitive. If they're just looking for great games, great moments, great opportunities, it's not going to happen in basketball just because they are so dominant. And so that's, to me, that is where he's getting at, is he wants to see more competitive sports.
I watch because I want to see, selfishly, the U.S. win a ton of golds, but I want to see the best of the best in all sports. I want to know when I tune in that even if it's table tennis or
tennis, because he used Alcaraz, yeah, who's not going to be playing for the U.S. He has won majors, and he's the best tennis player in the world right now.
I just want to see the best of the best compete.
I'm with you. I'm just saying that is part of the argument, in that because the U.S. has been so dominant, and they looked dominant yesterday.
Let us be dominant. I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing with this person who's no longer on hold.
Yeah.
But let us be dominant. Let us be, because we've had ticket texts and phone calls like that today. With the Olympics underway, we got, you know, kind of the lay of the land, how people reacted over the weekend, and we had quite a few people say what that caller said today, and I don't understand. Let the U.S. be dominant. Let us win the sports that we're really good at. Let us struggle in the ones that we're not.
Yeah, but I think that is at the heart of the discussion. It's not necessarily the pros per se. It's the fact that there's when you watch USA men's basketball team play, you're watching greatness, and you're watching, from our perspective, a lot of fun watching, Steph Curry be able to hit it from anywhere on the floor, watching LeBron, watching KD, watching all of these players. And Jason Tatum didn't even get on the floor.
No.
And so, I mean, I know there was some discussion about that, but when you have so many great players, it's not always going to happen. But the games aren't going to be close either.
When I looked at the Olympics this weekend, I never thought this would be better if they weren't as good, or I wish they weren't being paid. I never looked at the Olympics and was like, damn, this is ruined because LeBron has a contract.
Yeah, and I was kind of a smart-ass when I said, hey, you know, college athletes aren't amateurs either. It's a smart-ass comment.
So we got to pull high schoolers now?
But
in his world, in his ideal, like idyllic, the purest sense of the sport, we just take a bunch of high schoolers from around the country and or around the world.
If you're talking about, you know, the top college basketball players, most of those guys are being paid as well. So that, I mean, I don't know. We're graying the lines or blurring the lines of what an amateur and what a professional athlete is. And I would think if you're being paid for, whether it's by the university or somebody else, to play basketball, you're a professional.
But yeah, not arguing with you, John. Asking the question out loud, why does someone getting paid make it less entertaining to watch? I don't understand that caller, because at the heart of it, to him, the fact that they're being compensated makes it less interesting to him. And to me, the fact that we get the best of the best competing is what makes it fun to me. Like, when I was watching a little bit of the men's soccer, they have restrictions. You can't have your full roster because they don't want to cheapen the World Cup. But it takes away from the Olympics to me, knowing you don't have your best out there. That same restriction is not there for the women's side. It's not there for men's or women's basketball. I don't want there to be restrictions. I don't want anybody to have to water down their country's best of their best when they compete internationally.
Yeah, and other countries are going to have pros, and depending on how they're paid, some of them are paid by the government to be professional athletes.
All right, DeAndre in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, John just told a little bit of my thunder. I was calling in response to the last caller. The only reason, if you remember, the only reason we sent the Dream Team in 92 is because other countries had athletes who were pros in their own countries that were going to the Olympics. So we sent our best to make it an even playing field. That caller, his call made no sense.
Well, I mean, I agree. Yes, if other teams are going to use professional athletes, just because our professional athletes are better than yours doesn't mean that we should hold them back. The gap is being narrowed in basketball. And instead of all 40-point wins, what was the win yesterday, 20 points?
Yeah, they ended up pulling away.
Yeah, that's going to happen. And it's going to happen repeatedly for basketball. But if they weren't there, I mean, so you're saying, you know, the Joker, who they were playing against yesterday, he's going to be playing against college players because he just plays for a different country?
Exactly.
And that would make no sense.
I agree with you 100%, John.
Multiple people are pointing out, appreciate the phone call, multiple people on the ticket text saying, well, Katie Ledecky, you know, you tried to make the case she's an amateur. with all of her endorsements, yeah, she's compensated to swim. She, in the purest sense of amateurism, Katie Ledecky shouldn't be there. Well, could you imagine how ridiculous? Simone Biles is an endorsement machine. The idea that because, and I know, you know, there's always this question of what is amateurism or not. If you're getting paid because of the sport you do directly or indirectly, it's what your comment was about college, it's not true amateurism. So the answer is to take all the stars out of the Olympics?
Well, and,
that,
and
that, that's what the, not the...
If you go back 20 years, the endorsements weren't there. If you made a certain amount of money, then you were no longer allowed to be in the Olympics in some of these spots. I think that it was part of the conversation about Michael Phelps when he first started this. And it, I know it was a conversation for some of the old, other gold medal winners is, yeah, you do get an award or a reward from the government for winning a gold medal. But there were limits on how much you could make to be able to maintain your amateurism. Now those limits are either extended or gone. And most of the high-profile athletes in the Olympics do have big-time endorsements. So if that makes them a pro, you're not allowing pros. You're going to have very few individuals that are even eligible to participate in the Olympics of the top-end athletes.
Spirited conversation, and I was not yelling at you, John. I was not upset with you at all.
It felt very offensive.
I was looking at you. My body language was angled towards you. I use a lot of hand gestures.
Yes.
It was not meant at you,
Talk
John.
To Heather like that.
Sorry. I don't think she wants me to do that
no.
either.
No.
Watch out.
She'll fight back, yeah. Might see confrontational Colin show up.
Oh.